This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
It's Rock and Roll Part 1. That's not Rock and Roll Part 2. That's Rock and Roll Part 1. It's got lyrics and everything. Gary Glitter. Bad man, by the way. Gary Glitter, bad man. Pedophile. Separate that from the music? I don't know. That's why you don't hear Rock and Roll Part 2, I think, at many sporting events anymore. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, welcome into your Wednesday morning across the great state of Michigan. Again, if you are just joining us today, not earlier in the week, Steve has an unexpected illness, recovering. Looks like he will return to you and to us tomorrow. So no worries about that. No worries about that. In the meantime, you've got me, Scott Bertram. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram. On the phone lines right now, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller. Find the website at at MichiganBackroads.com. Just go MichiganBackroads.com. Ron Rademacher is with us again to tell us what's happening all across Michigan. Ron, how are you?
I am just fabulous, Scott. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. I'm a bit hot. I'm ready for the temperatures to dip and the fall season to be officially upon us.
It is coming. In fact, I'm sitting here on the patio of the Candlewick House in beautiful Pentwater. And there's already a little bit of color changing around here. So it's coming. And by the way, I hope Steve, I know he's been foraging mushrooms. I hope he didn't get all one of those naughty ones.
Not as far as I know.
Kind of sick there, man. I hope he gets better.
Not as far as I know. So,
All right. That's good. That's good.
The colors...
we're getting going. Where would you like to go first?
I was going to say, as the colors change, man, there are ample opportunities around the state for some beautiful tours and driving tours, I'm sure. What can you tell us?
Well, I've been featuring these with Steve all this month. We're still going to give you a couple in the upper peninsula. Mm-hmm. Over in Iron County is the small town of Crystal Falls. And no matter what direction you go there, or no matter what direction you're coming from, you're going to be going through beautiful, hilly country. And you're going to have great, great colors. And if you want to get really close to them, there's a place there called Horse Race Rapids.
Okay.
Which you got to kind of climb down to get down to. It's a Category 4 whitewater in the spring. But this time of year, it's very gentle. And the trail to it and down through it, is you go right through all these fantastic colors. So Crystal Falls, that's Western UP, Upper Peninsula, Eastern UP. There's a great drive you can take. If you just have a couple of hours, you can go across the bridge to St. Ignace. And when you come to the second St. Ignace exit, get off and take the Mackinac Trail, and it takes you through the forest north, paralleling I-75, but a very leisurely drive. You turn around and go south and east at St. Ignace, all the way over to Detour, which is where Drummond Island is. You could skip over to the island or turn and just drive back to St. Ignace. That triangle is a fantastic drive.
That sounds awesome.
And if you decide to go out to Drummond Island, you can get on here on Jewel, and they'll take you on a color tour around the island on a schooner. So there's a lot of opportunities up there. By the way, if you're going that way this weekend, Brimley is having the first Harvest Festival in the UP this weekend. So lots of good food and games, man.
Anything for us Southerners, you know, down in Hillsdale way?
Hillsdale, you haven't quite got the colors yet, but I'll tell you a couple of things that are going on down that way. Hudsonville this weekend, it's over on the West Coast, has the Farm Girl Flea Market and Art Fair. This thing is gigantic. So if you drive US 12 over there, I just did it yesterday, they're starting to get some color there. This flea market is more of a arts and crafts show. And there are barn after barn after barn of antiques and stuff. It takes up the entire fairgrounds. It's so big, American Pickers even sets up there. So if you're hankering for an arts and crafts fair and a flea market, it takes all day. I mean, it's just really fantastic.
That's
another thing for the South. Three Oaks is having their Worst Fest this weekend. So you get bratwurst, music, classic cars, and craft beer. And the reason I bring up Three Oaks is because 6 miles north of that town is where Warren's Woods is. It's the one of the last climax beech and maple forests in Michigan. 300 acres with a beautiful walk through it and a little covered, a little bridge over the Galen River. And if you want to see some color, it is will be bursting in Warren's Woods in the next couple of weeks. But we're a little ahead in the south yet. We're just starting to get there.
I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago about going to Grand Rapids. I've driven through Grand Rapids. I've not stopped in Grand Rapids yet because I've only been in the state, you know, for less than 3 years. Still working my way around. And he said, you've got to go during Art Prize, which is running into October. What's Art Prize? Why do I have to go there?
Well, Art Prize starts this weekend. It does go through October. This started about 10 years ago as an experiment. Really, it was going to be a completely different kind of an art fair, unlike anything else has ever been done. And what they do is artists from all over in every sort of media are assigned to a location in Grand Rapids, and then Art Prize produces a map where you can go and find this artist, find that artist. Last year, the year before, one guy was a sculptor who did horses, and they were set up in the river. I mean, the displays are absolutely beyond belief, and the judging is done by the attendants. People who go get to vote on each piece of art. That, you know, so they have the People's Choice Awards. Goes on for 3-4 weeks because you can't cover the whole thing in a day. This year, I must say, because people are going to go, you got to plan a little bit of extra time. There's a lot of infrastructure work being done there.
Okay. To plan for it.
Art Prize is something to see. You got to do it at least once. If you're new to Michigan, it's well worth going. And you'll be delighted by Grand Rapids, too. It's a town that's really done the job here.
That's what I hear, indeed. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com for all that and more. Ron Rademacher, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, thanks for having me. Everybody have a safe weekend.
You too, sir. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. A second straight day with a story about Sesame Street puppets. Yes, that'll only happen here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website, where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation,